His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Thursday, May 15th, and our special guest joining us in the studio today, returning guest, Kristen Neusel. She's a nutrition educator with the St. Louis District Dairy Council, and here to talk with us about Osteoporosis Awareness Month. Good morning, Kristen. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And as usual, you always bring treats, and man, brought some cheese for me this morning. You know my weakness.
Yes, I heard that you love cheese, so thought I might bring in that great dairy product for you.
Well, now, why did you bring me cheese? It is Osteoporosis Awareness Month. Are you concerned that I need some calcium?
I think that, you know, everybody needs calcium, so yes.
What is osteoporosis?
Osteoporosis is a really big, fancy word, mm-hmm. and a lot of people don't exactly know what it means, but it literally means porous bone. So, you know, it's something mm-hmm. that gradually develops over time, and it gets so bad that when we fall, our bones will break.
Ah, well, we don't want that. We don't want brittle bones that break. We don't want porous bones.
No, and I like to describe it thinking of slices of cheese. Okay, mm-hmm. we're on the dairy topic, and think of a slice of Swiss cheese. It's mm-hmm. got holes in it.
Right.
Swiss cheese is a great source of calcium and vitamin D, which we need for healthy bones.
And really good on ham and cheese. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, you're right. But it's got all those holes in it. And so that's what your mm-hmm. bones would look like if you had osteoporosis. Lots of holes in it, going to break more easily. Then think of a slice of cheddar cheese.
I see, which is what you've brought today.
Yes, yes. It's not got any holes in it. Mm-hmm. It's not going, if that was your bone, it's not going to break if you fall. So that's how I like to describe it. Now, cheese, like I said, both great sources of vitamin D and calcium.
Very good. And there are so many ways to incorporate cheese into your diet. You know, just thinking about cheese, some people might think, okay, that's a lunch or a dinner thing, but it also can be a breakfast thing too, right?
Absolutely. Think of making an omelet.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was just talking to somebody about you don't get an omelet without cheese. It kind of goes hand in hand. So sprinkling a little bit of low-fat mozzarella cheese on your omelet.
Or a lot.
There you go. Whatever you like. If you're worried about those calories, go ahead and do some low-fat mozzarella, and you're going to get great mm-hmm. flavor along with your essential nutrients.
Now, would it be better to, if you are worried about calories, is there a certain time of day that it's better to have the calories? If you're adding cheese to an item,
no, there
it doesn't matter.
No.
Okay. Well, when it comes to osteoporosis, what are some of the risk factors? What are the things to look out for?
Well, there are two different kinds of risk factors: some that are uncontrollable mm-hmm. and some that are controllable.
Okay.
So we'll start with the ones that are uncontrollable, things you can't help, and those would be things like being over the age of 50. When you're older, you're going to be more prone to getting osteoporosis, just something that happens. Being female, mm-hmm. menopause also puts you at a higher risk, and you can't control that. Family history. So if your grandma or your mom or your aunt has a history, mm-hmm. Or even your dad has a history of osteoporosis, that's going to put you at a higher risk. Low body weight and being small and thin. And also, if you have broken bones in the past, that's also going to put you at a higher risk. And those
really?
Are all things, yeah, those are all things that you can't control.
Now, I read earlier that a lot of us think of osteoporosis as something that women deal with, but men also as well. I was reading it. It's about what? About 1 in 4 men and women, it's a little bit, it's higher than that. But still,
yeah.
Men deal with it. It's something that men face. We just seem to kind of gloss over it and not really think about it.
Yes. Actually, women get it more often mm-hmm. because they do go through menopause and they stop producing as much estrogen.
Mm-hmm.
So estrogen is needed to help absorb vitamin D and calcium into your bones. So when you're not producing it,
sure.
it's not going to be absorbed.
Gotcha. So what if we do have the risk factors? What are things that you can do to be proactive and reduce your chances of osteoporosis?
Well, that would go back to the controllable factors, things mm-hmm. that you can change. And
okay.
that would be trying to get your 3 servings of dairy a day. Great sources of calcium and vitamin D. Calcium is what kind of builds your bones.
Mm-hmm.
And vitamin D is the key. I like to say it as it's a key that gets the vitamin or gets the calcium into your bones.
Sure.
So they work hand in hand, work together to build your strong bones. And one of the easiest and tastiest ways to get your three servings of dairy a day is maybe having milk at your meals, mm-hmm. or adding yogurt as an afternoon snack, adding cheese, like we mentioned, to omelets and tacos. So,
very good. And that was my question, you know, is what if I'm not a regular milk drinker? What are some ways cheese added to a meal? Yogurt?
Yes.
Not just sitting down and eating a cup of yogurt. Certainly, that's one way to do it, but adding yogurt to recipes, right?
Yes. Recipe substitutions is another great way mm-hmm. that you can add your dairy into food and recipes. So one thing that I always like to bring up is I make a braid, and it's a whole wheat crescent roll at the mm-hmm. bottom.
Okay.
And then I add broccoli, fresh peppers, chicken, cheddar cheese, and instead of the mayonnaise that it calls for, uh-huh. I add plain Greek yogurt.
Now that sounds really good.
Yes, it's delicious.
When are you coming next? Whole wheat crescent rolls. Now, do you make the crescent? Do you find whole wheat crescent rolls already like in a can, or do you make them from scratch?
I do not make them from scratch. I wish I had time to make them from scratch, but unfortunately, I had to buy the ones
okay.
at the store. Yes.
So you get some whole wheat crescent rolls, and you make on the bottom layer, and then what else is in there?
I add chicken, I add peppers, mm-hmm. fresh broccoli, I add cheddar cheese, mm-hmm. and then instead of mayonnaise, I will add plain Greek yogurt. So I'm getting more protein, mm-hmm. I'm getting all the great nutrients that dairy has to provide,
sure.
and I'm not getting a lot of fat, I'm mm-hmm. not getting a lot of sodium from that mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. So the yogurt, that's a great, and even some the broccoli has some calcium in it too. So that adds. So you're getting that's just chock full of calcium.
And it's a good source. However, it's not going to be absorbed into your body as
uh-huh.
well. So that's where it's kind of a misconception. And a lot of people are confused by that. They'll mm-hmm. read a label and be like, oh, broccoli, it's a great source of calcium. I don't need my dairy. That's false. You do need your dairy because dairy is the most readily absorbed in your body of the calcium and vitamin D.
Good to know.
Yeah. So if you're eating broccoli, a lot of it will just go through your system
uh-huh.
and you won't be able to absorb it.
So you got to have some of that dairy as well to get that calcium in.
Yes, definitely.
All right. So the braid with chicken and vegetables in a whole wheat crescent.
And now I'm thinking about lunch. I'll have to bring that
recipe. Now I'm thinking about lunch. Other ideas or other ways of getting dairy, other recipes, other things from your kitchen that you like?
Other things from my kitchen. Well, you can do that with really anything. You can mm-hmm. add Greek yogurt in place of your oils when mm-hmm. you're making a recipe.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. So if something calls for a cup of oil, mm-hmm. you can use, there's a conversion chart. I believe it's 1 cup of Greek yogurt. Think of how many calories you're cutting out, because in 1 tablespoon of, let's say, olive oil, mm-hmm. 14 grams of fat.
Okay.
Okay? 0 grams of fat in a plain Greek yogurt.
Really?
Yes. Huh. Yes, if you get the low fat. So, and another thing to think about is your bones are growing up until your 30s.
Really?
Yes, they are growing and developing, so it's not just something that the elderly have to worry about. Mm-hmm. It's something that we need to kind of prevent throughout our lives from happening.
So if my bones are growing up until my 30s, and then in my 30s that slows down, stops growing, what do I need to be thinking about then in terms of osteoporosis? How much, is there a certain amount of calcium that I need to be getting in order to, once bones stop growing?
Yes, it's recommended to have about 1,000 milligrams of calcium a day. And that's really hard for people to kind of gauge because mm-hmm. they don't know what a milligram looks like.
Right.
So it's easiest to go with the 3 servings of dairy.
I see.
Because each serving is going to provide you roughly 1/3 of your daily value. So if you have 3 of them, there it is. You don't have mm-hmm. to worry about reading the labels, looking at the milligrams. But if you're that type of person that wants to look and count every milligram, that's totally fine too. But I would recommend, you know, just getting your 3 servings of dairy. And what a serving is, 1 cup of milk, 1.5 ounces of natural cheese, mm-hmm. or 1 cup of yogurt, which if you look at the yogurt cups nowadays, you're supposed to get 8 ounces. That's 1 cup.
Okay.
But, you know, if you look at yogurt cups, some of them are 4 ounces or 5.3, so you might have to double up on something else, maybe having a little more milk.
An extra serving of yogurt.
Yes.
Not a bad thing. So anything else in terms of Osteoporosis Awareness Month that we need to think about? It sounds like we've covered how to be mindful of it, what to do to reduce your chances of it, what are the risk factors, those types of things. And you've given us some good ideas of how to incorporate dairy into our daily eating, our daily diet, so that we have a good source of calcium to help reduce our chances of that. Where can we find more information for incorporating dairy into our diet and osteoporosis awareness?
Check out stldairycouncil.org. That's our website, and we've got great recipes. We've got great nutrition education information, mm-hmm. all sorts of fun stuff on our website. And also check out, we're on Facebook, so you can search for us and give us a like, a thumbs up on STL Dairy Council. Just search for us.
Very good. Very good. Well, you can, as you said, there are ideas on there. There's education, there's information, all kinds of stuff on the stldairycouncil.org. We've been talking with Kristen Neusel. She's a nutrition educator with St. Louis District Dairy Council. Kristen, it's always fun to see you, and even more fun when you bring food for us. But you don't have to do that, but it is really nice when you do bring us. You brought cheese for me today. Thanks so much. It's always good to check in with you and find out more about what's going on with the St. Louis District Dairy Council.
Thanks so much for having me, and enjoy your cheddar cheese.
Oh, thank you. I will. I think I'm going to have to slice some, put them on the crackers that you brought, and go pop them in the microwave. Just melt it. Just a little melty.
That sounds delicious.
Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the Daily Lectionary. Today, we're studying with Pastor Rick Rostick from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Norton, Kansas, coming up in just a few minutes right after AP Radio News and the weather on listener-supported worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.